What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 441st episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me, whether they are 40, 39, 38, we don't know, but we have Greg here.
I mean, what number are we looking for? Because I'm well over 40 in a lot of ways.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, last week was, so if we look at the podcast as a movie, you started out kind of optimistic at the beginning of the month, and then we were in the hero slump last week.
Well, here's the thing. I had the game plan post-Thanksgiving. After they ripped away cruelly my friendship bonus, I had everything plotted out with exact milestones and what needed to happen, and then people and the game turned against me. I cannot help that last week, the game and people who I thought were friends turned against me in my quest to 40. Three people who were supposed to be giving me gifts to be best friends that could have been my best friends before the end of the year vanished, just ghosted me on the app.
I saw Lord of the Rings like 10 years ago. It sounds like this.
And then Niantic cruelly rips away my Lucky Egg XP that threw off my complete formula, causing me to question my math. I had to do a bunch of different things, and I did not hit 40 on Christmas Day.
Mm. All right, well, we're going to hold the suspense until the Pokemon section.
Also, MasterChef Canada is terrible.
All right.
I need more episodes of Australia, and they just aren't there. I know there's like 5,000 Australian seasons, which I'm not allowed to see. I've been inducted into that cult. Australia, I sort of get it. I don't like use a lot of weird words, but send more this way. I don't want to torrent them.
All right.
I don't care that much.
As a end of 2020 surprise, we have a new guest on the show. We got Jake here.
Hello, I'm Jake. I don't know what else. What do you need to know?
What do you do? Who are you? How did you get to the show?
Why do we know you? Why should we care about you?
That's true. Some people might know you.
So a lot of people probably know me as Atrocious Gameplay over on Twitch. I help Steve make his YouTube videos. Been listening to the podcast for 3 years now, almost. It was during your Japan trip. Was that like 3 years ago almost? The spring?
2 years ago? Like that? Going to be 2 years ago.
2 years? Well, I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
It is 2020.
Yeah, gosh, it's almost 2021. Please come closer. But I'm a graduate school student. I love Pokemon. I work full-time in college sports. I do stuff for Steve and a lot of other things. Steve, Real Breaking Nate, a couple other people as well.
I do have a fundamental question that I've had ever since I became aware of Atrocious.
I have a fundamental answer.
Okay, Atrocious, by definition, is of very poor quality, extremely bad, or unpleasant.
Do you guys have a dictionary in front of you right now?
None of your business.
Got the old Webster?
Got Webster's in my... lives with me in my house. Of those qualities, what would drive me to watch said gameplay or gaming?
I am very aware how bad I am at video games. And so I make it somewhat of a joke. You know, anything bad that happens, you know, I lose a battle in Pokemon, or, you know, I lose a trading card game battle, I'm just like, I just toss it up to, you know, the old name. And people are like,
part of the brand.
Yeah, it's part of the brand. I'm well aware, you know, getting better every day, because you can only go up from here.
Is there some point when the Atrocious will be removed, or will this forever be a crutch that you fall back on, so that if you have a bad show, you'll just say, well, it's in the name, you can't blame me for being bad? Or will someday you leave the crutch behind? This is the fundamental question. If you want to get dental, you are going to fundamentally have to improve, and that means dropping Atrocious.
See, I've thought about that too, because it wasn't until probably June that I started realizing, like, oh, I could do like YouTube editing and stuff, because college sports is a nightmare that we don't have to talk about today. But
Atrocious gameplay, decent editing.
Yes. We're trying to go from, we're trying to rebrand to great editing from atrocious gameplay.
If you thought forward, you would have already had like the Twitter and the Twitch handles of like mediocre gameplay, getting better gameplay.
What's the 5-year brand plan here?
See, when I made the brand, there was no 5-year plan. It was just let's meme for the
atrocious planning.
While we play games. Atrocious planning.
Apparently, the atrocious extends to other aspects. We are only beginning to uncover this nugget.
I'm fantastic college budgeting, but there you go. Atrocious planning.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
Why are you not helping people with their college budgets? That seems to be the real brand.
Because I took discovery of mathematics in college. That was my math requirement.
Well, Jake's gonna join us today for the episode. Will is in East Virginia or something right now.
South Carolina.
Oh yeah, sure. One of those.
Close enough. Geography.
Yeah, I took atrocious geography in college. Okay, so yeah, Will's over there. He'll probably be back next week, I think. I actually don't know when his flight back is, but it'll be sometime.
It'll happen at some point if it doesn't get canceled again due to Blizzard.
We have some Pokemon Go news, some Pokemon Masters news. We have the space news, which I guess we never actually talked about. This was announced a while ago, but it's coming up. So we got to cover that because luckily enough, I'll be taking some time off of Twitch when this happens. But I know if I was streaming, I know exactly what questions I would be bombarded with all day on Twitch. So it's kind of a blessing that I'm taking off. But before we get to any of that, there was a Sword and Shield this is the new segment. There's a Sword and Shield promoted event. By the time this podcast goes up, it will be over because it's always Thursday night to Sunday night. But it was for the promoted raids of Chandelure, which is not super Christmassy, I guess, but hey. Alolan Vulpix, Delibird, Frostmoth. What was the last one? I made a graphic about this and I can't even remember. It doesn't matter. Jinx. Yeah, see, it doesn't matter. No one wanted Jinx.
Incorrect. There are a number of people who are running Jinx raids, and you chided them and treated them with disdain.
True. So they did two things. They increased the odds for Vulpix to be shiny, which last month was Squavit, and the month before was Gourgeist, and the month before was the Clefairy? Clefable? And then Delibird had pretty decent bonuses. But the other three, not so much. But that was a cool event, I guess. People really like Vulpix, so I'm sure that was all right. Weird thing is, it doesn't look like anyone at the Pokemon Company was working because it never went up on the website. I don't think they ever tweeted it. Maybe somebody at Nintendo was working because it was in the Switch news, but no one actually checks the Switch news.
I mean, those things are prepped long before anybody went on vacation.
Yeah, that's probably...
That was a scheduled tweet.
They did tweet it, I think. Or did they not tweet it? We talked about this before the show. Did they tweet the
holiday? They did not tweet
it.
I don't think I saw anything
about it.
Nope, I didn't see it.
I think the Japanese Twitter tweeted it. Isn't there like some culture thing in Japan where they're always working? They're not taking any days off?
I mean, that's me. That's here as well.
Always working. That's another brand that you can get.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, did you get your shinies?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No shiny Vulpix for me. I tried.
You were playing last night when I was on Twitch.
I was playing last night. I was playing Friday when you were playing as well. I think I did 5 or maybe 10 5-star Vulpix. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in then. So I was like, I can't Masuda this. And I can Masuda it and get in the ball that I want. So why don't I just do that? And I stopped.
Yeah, it seems like it was like the Squavit thing, where if you were the host and it was shiny, it was guaranteed catch. But if you were a guest and it was shiny, it was not guaranteed. It
was not.
So it seemed like that.
A number of hidden ability ones, which I was very excited about.
The snow warning?
Yeah.
Jake, did you get to participate?
I haven't even loaded up the game in probably the last like week and a half. I've been focusing on like Emerald and Pokemon Black, trying to get completed copies in those generations, so that I can transfer a spam of Jirachis and become the king of the Jirachi economy.
Okay.
You know, you inspired me with the Deoxys. So
I am I am the Deoxys King. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a cool event. I liked how, so in past events with like Squawvet and Gorgeist, you kind of just ignore everything else. So if anyone just got Pokemon Sword and Shield and doesn't know how these events work, I'm only saying that because Christmas just happened. What you can do is you can just spam wishing pieces in dens until you got the 5-star Vulpix, and then you do the 5-star Vulpix to see if it's shiny. But then you kind of ignore the Jinxes and the Chandeliers, whatever the other, the Frostmoth. But in this case, the Delibird had better rewards than the other ones I just mentioned. So I would stop to do the Delibirds. They gave really good amount of large candy and extra large candy, which I'm low on.
I found a gold 5-star Delibird, and it gave me multiples of every type of candy.
Yes. So promoted raids cannot be gold. So that was a non-promoted raid.
I know. It was rare. I found the rare one.
So the non-promoted Delibirds can give you Dream Balls. And I also did a gold Delibird this weekend, and I got one Dream Ball from it, and it was very awesome. And that's always running, and I've made graphics about that on Instagram and Twitter of there's a way to get every type of Pokeball in the game. So like Beast Ball you can get from Dynamax Adventure, and then the other Apricorn Balls, Safari Ball, Sports Ball, Love Ball, Lure Ball, you can get from the Scam-O-Matic. And then the only one that was missing from the equation was the Dream Ball, but anytime you do a Delibird raid in Sword and Shield, as long as, well, the promoted raids don't count because promoted raids have set drops, but Delibird is always spawning in raid dens, but they have a anywhere between a 1-3% chance of dropping a Dream Ball. So if that's your favorite Pokeball, get on that Delibird hunt 24/7. Anyways, that event is over now. Let's talk about some events that are coming up, which are the Pokemon Go events. Countdown to Pokemon Go Kanto Tour, celebrating with the Unova region. I think they're going backwards.
I don't understand.
I guess.
Because we just had Kalos, Kalos just launched like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I don't know. If they're starting with Unova, I would assume that it would be like Sinnoh next, then Hoenn, then Johto, then here we're at Kanto, I guess. Otherwise, maybe. I don't know. I mean, going backwards isn't bad.
Is it a countdown thing? Are we supposed to be like a countdown?
It does say countdown to Pokemon Go Tour. Celebrate Unova with us. So this is from January 5th through January 10th. Snivy, Tepig, Oshawa, Lillipup, Herdier, Blitzel, Roggenrola, Drillbur, Scraggy, Timepole, Venipede, Trubbish, Gothita, Solosis, and Ferrosseed will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, trainers, you may encounter a shiny Snivy.
I like that a lot.
Are they giving up on Community Day?
I mean, if this is them saying there will not be a Snivy Community Day, I'm angry.
I don't want to say like, oh, Niantic figured out that starters are more valuable as Community Day things because they did Charmander twice. And also, they probably would have figured that out, I don't know, like 3 years ago. This is like a weird choice.
Yeah.
It's still better than soft resetting.
Okay, that's true.
So I'm happy.
That's not even a comparison.
It's a low bar.
It's like, hi, I placed this bar in a grave 6 feet under. It's better than that. Okay.
They could still just do Community Days, right?
Yeah, they better.
We know Machop Community Day is coming up. Obviously, Machop has been shiny before. There has been Pokemon that have already, like Ghastly. Ghastly is a good example. The following Pokemon will hatch from 5K eggs: Roggenroller, Swaddle, Petalil, Emolga, Carablast, Joltik, Elgium, and Shelmet. Enjoy event-exclusive field research that will have Stardust lead to encounters with Snivy, Tepig, Oshawott, Ferrosseed. Following Pokemon will appear in raids: Snivy, Tepig, Oshawott, Timber, Dwebble, and Klink. Herdier, Tranquil, Excadrill, Amoongus will appear in 3-star raids. Like always, 3-star raids are completely useless and a waste of your dollar. This is also a really weird decision, I guess. I don't know what they're doing. Genesect holding a burn drive will appear in 5-star raids. This is the first time this form of Genesect will appear in Pokemon Go. Be sure to have a chance to catch it. Note, the shiny form of Genesect will not be available during this event.
Rip off.
So there's no reason to do it?
I use your free raid pass to get the dex entry and then never do another one again. I guess the only reason to do it is if Genesect is good for GBL, but I think people have already determined that it's not. I mean, you have a bug. What is Genesect's typing? Just bug, right?
I thought it was bug steel.
But if it has a fire, if it has the fire drive, does that, it doesn't change its type. I don't know how Genesect works. I'm not a Genesect master. I'm only a Deoxys master.
It is bug steel with the ability download.
Yeah, it's the same as Porygon.
When it's holding the burn drive, its light turns red and its move Techno Blast is a fire type.
Okay, so still useless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Charizard Y, Mega Blastoise, Mega Bombasnow will be pairing in Mega Raids. Mega Charizard Y will become more powerful from January 5th through January 12th. I guess that's whatever. That's fine. It does more damage against Genesect. Stay tuned for collection challenges in the Today view. More details for that in early January. And then up next, oh, it does say here. I should really read these twice.
You should really read.
I do read them initially. I do read them twice. I read them. The second time I read them is when they send it 2 weeks after the event ended in the app. That's the second time I read it. The Sinnoh event will be next from January 12th through January 17th. Stay tuned for more details. Greg, how do we feel about going to Texas for the Kanto event?
I am not going to Texas for the Kanto event.
It's warm. We can be outside.
I am not spent. Okay. I am not spending like $100 to stay plus like what, $300 round trip to fly to Texas for Pokemon Go.
A business expense.
Whose business? I mean, if you read to the end of the lawsuit is about the fact that you don't pay us.
All right, here's the deal. What if we drop the lawsuit and I call Mr. Pokemon, a.k.a. my Capital One credit card, and Mr. Capital One Pikachu helps us get down to Texas? Look, I like playing Pokemon Go outside real bad. I really do. I like walking around, Greg.
Yeah. We can walk around inside an entire enclosed city called Minneapolis.
All right, that's not bad.
With hundreds of stops and your number one requirement, bathrooms.
I do like bathrooms. Mm.
Mm. Like weigh this, easy access to clean bathrooms or being outside, Steve, because I know what the choice was at GoFest.
That's true. You have to worry about the sun, the bugs, the grackles. That's very true.
The Texans.
Are these like warm tunnels we're walking through?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, warmth varies by how much each building is willing to put heat into them. Like some are just like, we're gonna do the bare minimum. So you get a little chilly section, but then, I mean, there's still buildings that people use.
Yeah, because I don't wanna walk around with like a puffy huge coat. I just want my hoodie.
Yeah. I mean, people wear their business clothes and walk through the skyways all day long.
All right. Other Pokemon Go news here is the January research breakthrough will be Chansey. The featured Pokemon for 5-star raids will be Ho-Oh. It's funny, as I was like a week ago, I was talking to Joe from Serebii. We were talking for like 2 hours. We were just catching up on things and talking to each other and complaining about things and that. It was a very nice conversation, but I can't remember what we ended up talking about, but Joe was like, I wonder what they're going to do at the end of the year. And I said, well, there's always time for Ho-Oh and Lugia. So Ho-Oh will be appearing from January 1st to January 5th. Genesect holding the burn drive, we talked about that. That will be January 5th through January 12th. Heatran will return from January 12th to January 19th. Heatran can be shiny. Ho-Oh can be shiny. Kyogre and Groudon will be appearing in January 19th through January 26th. If you're lucky, you may encounter shiny Kyogre, shiny Groudon. Now, I'm pretty sure they haven't given Kyogre Groudon their good moves yet.
Nope.
So
they haven't made him primal either. That's the real good one.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then a surprise raid will be appearing between Tuesday, January 26th, local time. I'm going to guess Lugia.
It's totally Lugia. Surprise. Okay, it's Lugia or it's Mewtwo.
Oh, yeah. They'll maybe probably save Mewtwo for the Kanto event.
Maybe it'll be Sunglasses Mewtwo. Sunglass Mewtwo in a One Piece hat.
And then Mega Charizard Y, Blastoise, Abomasnow appearing in raids. And then on Tuesday, January 19th, Mega Venusaur will return, Mega Houndoom will return. Mega Houndoom will be more popular, and a new Pokemon, Mega Pokemon, will make its debut on January 19th. So that's exciting. I still like Mega Raids. I think they're fun. They're better than any 3-star raid ever that existed. And then Spotlight Hours for the month. January 5th is going to be Lillipup with double the Stardust. January 12th will be Drifloon with double the XP. January 19th will be Shroomish with double the candy. And then January 26th will be Phanpy with double the transfer candy. And in a few days, Slowpoke will have 2020 glasses. And it will run from December 31st to January 4th. And it does say in this blog post, not the other blog post, that different weeks will highlight Unova, Sinnoh, Hoenn, and Johto. And collection challenges are coming soon, which is whether you're new to Pokemon Go or a seasoned trainer, collection challenges provide a handy guide to catching Pokemon during certain events. Look out for the launch of collection challenges in early January 2021. So that seems like a new feature coming for the game, which is cool, I guess.
I mean, you love collecting.
I do like collecting. Now, Greg, the moment of truth. Mm. You have 5 days left to get to 40.
Yep.
Did you do it? Where are we?
I hit level 40 on December 26th.
The Boxing Day 40. This is us golf clapping you. How does it feel? You got to the real game.
I never want to play this game again. Here's the one thing. So we didn't have snow until Christmas. For the month of December, on my lunch break, I was driving around my neighborhood and hitting 20 to 40 stops to get gifts to come back home and then after work send and open gifts for 26 days. Plus catching things here and that. It was, in a word, a nightmare.
Did you master the excellent throw?
No. Well, so here's the thing. There are so many things about this game that makes me so mad. One of them is hitting 3 excellent throws in a row and it never staying in the ball, and then missing the excellent circle by like a millimeter, and that's the one that catches.
Yeah, that is infuriating.
And the amount of times of me sitting in my car as people drive by as I'm screaming at my phone. Also, Brent's like, can you start taking your car? Because I don't want people in the neighborhood to be putting on the neighborhood app. Why is this silver car driving around and stopping randomly throughout the day, put every day at 1?
Were you grinding out lucky eggs as well or no?
Yeah, so this is part of why I was so mad at my experience denial, is because I had allowed myself, I was not going to spend any money, but I would buy 1 large pack of lucky eggs. And if it happened in those eggs, and it could, according to my calculations, then that was the amount of money I was willing to spend, period. If it couldn't be done without purchasing lucky eggs, then I wasn't going to do it. So when that one failed, I was angry. So I did what every angry person does. I complained to support. And they're like, well, you actually got it, we think. But anyways, here's a new lucky egg. I got an extension on my lucky egg. But yeah, so I only lucky egged and timed out. And this is the part that drove me the most up the wall, was trying to time out and talk to people I didn't know and didn't know their names of when I was going to hit Ultra Friend. So I had to like stop sending them gifts and just say, you just send me gifts over the next 3 days so I can time the lucky egg. So the time that it failed with Cody, I had 4 people lined up and it failed for all 4. And that was where I was at last week when I'm like, I am so angry at this game. The messages are terrible. It's like, I was doing Regites yesterday, and Bobby sent me the invite to the raid. I clicked on the raid section, hit the orange box, did the raid. 5 minutes later, I get a message. Bobby has invited you to a raid. I'm like, again? No, it's the one from 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. To be fair, they had to roll that out very quickly this year.
I mean,
we've had it for so long, though.
Minus the fact they make like $5 million a month.
7 months of this feature, and that's not the only thing that comes in million minutes after it actually happened.
Still faster than PTCGO.
But I will say, the one good thing I did realize during my trip around the neighborhood every lunch hour is there's not a lot of people taking over gyms. So I was getting my 50 coin bonus constantly. I just go to a far out gym and plop a Pokemon in it and then be like, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed that the last like week where like gyms are not being taken down. Nope. It's probably like a North United States thing because everyone doesn't want to leave their house because it's too cold.
It's really cold. And there's just not a lot of... I mean, there's just not a lot of players up in my neighborhood anyways. Things don't turn over that much. Although I'm going to call Scrooge on all the people who took down my holiday Pokemon that I left throughout the city on the 24th, bringing holiday cheer, and all y'all just murdered them and sent them back. Y'all Scrooges. I did hit 40, and I did all the things to get the stupid, really ugly hat.
Man, I'm very happy that I am ever so casual Pokemon Go player. I just kind of load up the game every so often, check to see if I have any shinies, find the winner shiny hat Pikachu, say, oh, look at that, and then I catch it and then move on.
That used to be my life until this show.
How do you feel about Texas?
Indoor plumbing. But now I'm free of my curse.
Okay.
I have met the requirements.
Did it feel good, though? Did it feel good hitting 40? You got the badge. You got the Gyarados hat.
No.
Pop the champagne.
The good sensation was, oh, I don't have to care about this anymore. That the release of having to do this was greater than seeing the 40. Because that... The 40 just meant, oh, you're done.
So, like, every MMO ever?
Yep.
Oh, cool. I finally beat that raid boss. I'll never do this again.
I mean, I do multiple raid bosses because they're fun. But seeing the 40, which, of course, happened 10 minutes after I hit it, I finally got the screen and I wasn't prepared for it, which is why the screenshot I took of it is so bad. Yeah, I'm just relieved that it's done. The thing is that I had it plotted out very carefully. I knew I would get it by the end of the year if everybody played nice. The Cody mishap really threw a wrench in that plan, and I was not 100% sure I was going to have enough people left.
Well, you can't trust Cody.
To hit it. It's not Cody's fault. It's Niantic's fault. You can't trust Niantic. Choke on it. But they gave me a lucky egg. So now I'm back to lackadaisically giving out gifts because I am not driving in the snow to 20 stops over the next week while I'm on vacation. It is just not going to happen.
Well, the saga is over.
The saga is over.
All right.
To everybody who congratulated me, thank you. To everybody who's been saying the real game starts at 40, again, you're all liars. That's the biggest lie.
Well, it was 40, Greg. Now it's 50. The real game begins at 50.
You're not at 50 yet, so how can you even make that statement?
Oh,
you can't. You don't even know. You don't even know what's happening at 50.
My uncle is Pikachu. And I just know. All right, we're going to take a break.
Well, my aunt is Pikachu and tells me that's a lie.
We're going to take a break. We got some Pokemon Masters news, and then we have this space station news that we have to talk about. So we will be right back.
DNA kind of danced around the bush.
Beat
around the bush. They can dance around it. I don't know. You don't know if they
dance around the bush.
Beat, dance around the bush.
Beat, dance around the bush.
Beat, dance around the bush.
Beat.
I don't know. You
said, while they did dance around the bush, beat, dance around the bush, beat, dance around the bush, beat, 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 beat around the bush.
And we are back. All right, let's talk about the space thing.
You sound so excited.
Let's talk about the space thing. Because
if you click on any of these tweets and you read the comments, oh boy. Okay, so the Japanese...
Let's pause.
Pause.
Why are you reading the comments? It is almost 2021. Nothing good comes in the comments. Nothing.
Look, I could be wrong, but...
You are?
Yeah. Most of the time. Could be wrong, but on 10 p.m. exactly, December 25th, Christmas Day, the Pokemon Company Japan, Pokemon_COJP, verified Twitter, tweeted that the 2021 Space Sunrise Live is happening on the 31st. Now, they've announced this before in the past. They link to... Twitter can have events now, so you can like...
Yeah, I don't...
It links to the Twitter event where you can set a reminder, which is kind of cool. Then the official Pokemon, the English Twitter, retweeted it and said, like, tune in to check this out. And if you read the comments or exist on the internet for more than 2.5 seconds, you'll see a bunch of people being like, Diamond and Pearl remakes.
Well.
And the thought process behind that is because it's their thought process. Let me try to explain their thought process. Their first thought process is, well, it's space, so that's Palkia.
Yep.
Which is like, okay, I guess. I mean, there are better Pokemon that represent space, but that's... like, yes.
Galaxus.
Palkia does control space. And then this is the stretch. They go, well, it's the sunrise, and that's like a time of day, so Dialga. And you're like, yeah, you're really stretching there, but okay.
It's like the plushies that was in the the Pokemon Directs, and they were like, let's go Meryl.
Oh, right, because they had like Espeon and Umbreon.
All the Gen 2 plushies that had just came out.
The understanding is like the Pokemon Company isn't going to space. So we need to unwrap what's happening here, because I think that's the problem. The Space Sunrise Live 2021 is being put on not by the Pokemon Company, but by like I think it's called Kaibo, and they're sending it's being put on by the International Space Station. So I'm going to go this is an actual website, kaibo.space. KIBO.space. It's in Japanese. You can use Google Chrome to translate it. I'm just going to read it here. In 2020, the daily lives of people around the world have changed significantly. At the end of this year and the beginning of the new year, I would like to deliver a message of Kaibo from the space to Earth. The upcoming Kaibo Space Broadcasting Station will challenge the first sunrise of the universe. Let's celebrate the first sunrise of the universe together. On Earth, regardless of age, gender, occupation, nationality, race, culture, the new year will be the year of Kaibo. This time as well, we will send from the program studio installed from the Kaibo Japanese Experiment Module of the International Space Station, which orbits 400 km above ground. That's not in freedom miles. I don't know what that is. Kilometers.
Kilometers.
Details of the program will be announced on Twitter and YouTube as soon as they're added. And then it shows who's part of the crew. So there is it's a bunch of like Japanese astronauts. And then the most important part here, like how does this involve Pokemon, is because there are sponsors for this event. So the Pokemon Company is a sponsor of the event. They paid money to put their name on something. This is not new. Sports teams do this. Olympics is also sports. I don't have to sit here and explain sponsoring, but the Pokemon Company sponsored the spaceship thing. Coca-Cola Japan also sponsored the spaceship thing, and Twitter sponsored the spaceship thing. Even though the Pokemon Company Japan and the Pokemon Company Twitter are tweeting about this, of course they would. They paid a lot of money to be a sponsor. But the reach of like, well, it's existing in space means Diamond and Pearl remakes is not... It's such a shallow view of like desperation of like, I'm sure one day we will get Diamond and Pearl remakes. I am sure that the Pokemon Company isn't paying the International Space Station and a Japanese astronaut to watch a sunrise to then, after the sunrise is over, turn to the camera and say, hey, we're making Diamond and Pearl remakes. I don't think that's happening. I think what's really going to happen is like a Pikachu plush is going to float in space and or a bottle of Coca-Cola is going to float next to it.
I have just a translation. I want to know what it's really supposed to say when it says the first sunrise of the universe, because that doesn't sound like the right translation.
Yeah, well, you know, Google Chrome.
So, the first sunrise of the decade? The first sunrise of...
the Earth?
The Earth? That, like, it's definitely not the first sunrise of the Earth. We've had a lot of them.
And you could also say, like, well, why did they sponsor the space station if it's not for some big announcement? Not everything has to be a big announcement. I mean, the Pokemon Company is recently partnering with Gucci and the North Face for clothing lines. They partnered with Longchamp this past year. They've partnered with Bear Walker. They've partnered with a lot of brands, especially in, like, the last 5 years.
It's to announce that the special raids at the end of January will be Deoxys.
Yes. And we talked we talked about this before the show started, but I feel like Hoenn is a better representation of space than Diamond and Pearl.
It is. It absolutely is. They have a space station, they have Deoxys, they have Raymond Quasar, the astronaut.
Literally in the Delta episode of Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, you go into space.
Into space. And you do not meet Palkia or Dialga there. You meet Deoxys, who's like, I'm going to come and infect your entire planet with my DNA.
Yeah, and there's a lot of space Pokemon. There's Clefairy, there's Staryu, there's Deoxys, there's...
Does that mean that they're Ultra Beasts?
There's Minyur. No, Ultra Beasts are from...
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Ultra Dimensions.
Why would you open that door?
Yeah, we can't talk
why
about Ultra
Why did
Beasts.
You open the door?
Because I just like to see... I like to see the fury in his eyes.
The door is marked... do not open for a reason.
If they announce a game, which I guess anything is possible, that would be a very weird way to announce it.
It's finally announcing Pokemon Sleep because you wake up at sunrise.
Oh, please. Come on. I need that so bad. I've been waiting so long.
I feel like if any time they were to announce a game, it would probably be on the 25th anniversary, which they are not shy about reminding us of over and over.
That's like a year away, though.
Yeah, but if you don't think in years, if you expand your mind and you think in days, it's only like 60 days away.
That doesn't sound right.
But if you want a treat, boy, read the comments. It is nothing but pictures of Dialga and pictures of... Palkia. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people.
Let people dream, Steve.
If you look at the events tab and you look at the tweets of people talking about like the event itself with the hashtag, there's one person that talks about how like maybe you get to change your form of Deoxys. I think that would be kind of cool, like through Pokemon Go or Home or something like that. I think that'd be kind of nice. Because how do you change your form of Deoxys once it's in, like, you can't do it once you've put it in, like, Home, right?
No, you can change it once you get, Deoxys ain't moving out of Home anytime soon. Yeah, you can't change any forms in Home, so it's, like, the same with, like, Cast Form defaults, Cherum, I think, defaults, Deoxys defaults, Genesect defaults, Silvally defaults. Once you move out of Home, you can change the form. Niantic's solution is just pay a dollar for a different form.
Yeah.
They're the real winner there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the real winner is those of us who don't buy into that.
I think I'm going to watch the sunrise. What else am I going to do?
I think it's better than watching the ball drop.
Yeah. I think it looks like it's streaming exclusively on YouTube and exclusively on Twitter.
Which sunrise? Like, what time? Like, which one are they picking?
It says 23:45 start time, but I don't know.
So is that like UTC?
I don't know if that's UTC or not, because it doesn't say UTC after it, so I'm not sure if that's Japanese time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming there'll be like a Pikachu and like a Staryu plush floating around or something.
I mean, if I'm up.
Okay, I did find it. It's 11:45 p.m. Tokyo time. Okay, sure. December 31st, Tokyo time, will be the sunrise. Sunrise is at midnight? I don't... Okay, whatever.
No.
Look.
I'm very confused.
Well, they're
about
in space, so they can see the sunrise at a different... I don't know. I don't know how space works. That's why I'm watching the broadcast.
I mean, so that means it's 8:45 p.m.
Tokyo time.
No, it's 11:45 p.m. Tokyo time on the 31st, which means for us it would start at 8:45 p.m.
No, isn't it 8
a.m.?
Oh, a.m. Oh, yeah. 8:45 a.m.
On the
30th? No, they're not that far ahead in time. It would be 8 a.m. the 31st for Central Time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because they're like 12 hours ahead. They're like 13 hours ahead, I think. Time zones are hard. This is off standard.co.uk. Game director Nagashima on why the Pokemon trading card game is so popular.
Because people love cards. Next.
This interview kind of got missed by a lot of outlets. This interview was like shortly after Darkness Ablaze came out, but I just wanted to pull it here. TCG has sold over 30 billion cards in 13 languages. Nagashima was the one that initially helped create the card game based off the video game. Obviously, the video game came first. One of the questions was, tell us about the Sword and Shield expansion. Nagashima said, Sword and Shield Darkness Ablaze, the third expansion in the series, was released this summer. Summer in Japan, technically. In addition to Eternatus VMAX, one of the legendary Pokemon from Sword and Shield Darkness Ablaze will also have Charizard VMAX, fan favorite. Charizard makes its Gigantamax debut. In terms of the cards to look out for, there are a lot of cards that we look forward to how players will use, such as Crobat V and Vikavolt V. Jake, I don't think anyone's playing Vikavolt V.
It was before rotation when like Lost Thunder was still around because you had Electro Power and Thunder Mountain. But now, I mean, you could play it in like a Pikachu build or with Mewtwo, like a Mewtwo box type thing, but not as much anymore. No, it's done now for the most part.
Generally, I'm involved in the overall direction of the game mechanics, such as game environments, design, and game logic, but I'm also somewhat involved in the art direction. Evening Standards ask, how have the mechanics of the game changed over the years and stay relevant in an increasing digital world? And Nagashima says, one of the key things that we feel has led to the popularity / longevity of the Pokemon trading card game is the face-to-face aspect of play paired with brands' core values of friendship, togetherness, and friendly competition. That's such a generic answer. We like when people play each other across the table. There have, of course, been many mechanics added to the TCG over the years, which has helped the game feel fresh and different for players. The strength of the game, though, is through face-to-face social connections it creates. I often visit tournaments and leagues to see the people who have been playing the game since they were kids and now with their own kids. I've known these players for many years and the community has continued to grow. In my opinion, you don't get the same feeling with a digital-only product, and that's what makes the Pokemon TCG so special and means so much to our current players. Our current focus remains on creating the best physical products we can for our players, but of course we always are exploring new ideals. Not specifically as a way to counter the impact of the digital environment, but to remain relevant to a current fan-based appeal to new fans across the globe. I mean, the TCG is like at the height of popularity, and there has been zero face-to-face encounters in the last year.
They've been doing tournaments in Japan.
Yeah, they have the weird glass thing.
Yeah, which have gone pretty well from like the matches that I've been able to watch, like streamed on YouTube and stuff. But yeah, in the States and everywhere else, it's local store owners holding events that are not official Pokemon events.
It's just that, like, that whole comment worries me that, like, we know that the Pokemon trading card game online is primarily a U.S. product. And there's no way for, like, a Japanese fan to play it. And it worries me that Nagashima and staff goes like, we think digital is bad and may hurt card sales or just not a needed thing, where in reality, like, Magic is doing both very well. like the Magic digital card game is not hurting their physical card game.
Right.
And so him saying that is seems like he's maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seems like he's like, we don't need digital to succeed. Yeah, you're probably right, but also digital is nice.
It's the only official way to play right now.
Yeah, literally.
Man, it's great when the best cards in the game right now actually don't work the way that they're supposed to. That's the best part.
That whole answer kind of worries me, that they just don't have any plans for PTCGO. Why do you think the game has remained so popular? Nagashima says, we are fortunate that the Pokemon brand as a whole continues to flourish, and every year we see new fans beginning their Pokemon journey throughout the video game, animated series, apps like Pokemon Go, or indeed the TCG. The video game does a great job at introducing new mechanics to Pokemon each release, which is a big part of their popularity, which is true. That's why there's always some sort of gimmick, Mega Evolution, Z moves, Dynamax. You have to have some gimmick to attract people. The Pokemon TCG, meanwhile, is based off a core charm of the franchise, collecting, trading, battling Pokemon. You can enjoy the fun of Pokemon in a physical way. We are also very welcoming of a community that who wants to actively play the game, starting at grassroots levels with leagues and tournaments, at toy and hobby stores, all the way to our world championships. We have seen so many long-lasting friendships formed over the year. And that's kind of it. There's more questions in the interview, but it's like, I appreciate that they get to interview big names like Nagashima, but I feel like they really just ask very generic questions and they get generic answers.
Yeah. I read this a couple weeks ago when it came out, and I was just like, it was just another like set of words.
I would just wish they would go more in depth of like, why do you make Charizard cards so bad?
Why did you create ADP? That's the real question that I want to know. And why do you keep making cards that make Zacian better?
Why are Crobat cards always good? Who there loves Crobat? Like, there's nothing even saying like, how do you think the Pokemon trading card game has held up during this pandemic? Like, that would probably be a pretty, I don't know, I feel like that's a pretty decent question. Like, you have a very physical product in a world where it's very hard to have physical interactions right now.
Yeah, that's, and not like a softball question though.
Your only like online events, or like your only events right now, are like the Players Cup and the Team Challenge. So like, why? That's like literally free promotion right there.
I mean, the interview came out December 4th from Jack Kester. But Darkness Ablaze came out in the summer for Japan, and then it came out September for the United States. So
yeah, like September, August.
So yeah, he obviously interviewed him and then took time to like finalize the article and put out the article and stuff. But I mean, COVID's been a thing all year, so I'm not sure. It's a kind of a weak interview. Cool that he got to interview Nagashima though. Speaking of competitions, Players Cup 3. For the video game has official rule sets. It is Series 7. The competition will start on Thursday, January 14th through January 17th. So in about 2 to 3 weeks from this podcast episode, trainers who participate will receive 50 battle points. Top 256 people from the North America will go on. You can sign up starting now through January 14th. Remember, if you forget to sign up, you don't get to participate. Master Division stuff.
Any Ball Guy shirt available?
No.
Yeah, I'm out.
No Ball Guy. Only the chance to make it to Players Cup 3. So, and the final bit of news is Pokemon Masters. N has arrived to Pokemon Masters with Zekrom. I think I was confident it was going to be Reshiram, but lo and behold, it was not Reshiram. Although, I'm pretty sure...
I believe I said it was Zekrom.
I'm pretty sure... Even though Reshiram is kind of the main focus in like the games, with N, because I think that's like the story default. I think in the manga, yeah. Zekrom is the story default for N. They could also release another N,
yeah,
with Reshiram.
Signasuit N.
I don't know who they give Reshiram to though. If they don't give it to N as well, I still think Colrus gets Kyurem.
I mean, Colrus gets Kyurem. They may have an event for Reshiram for you to bond with it, like they did with the other ones. So, you know, it could be a legendary event where at the end you pair with the legendary.
Full disclosure, I'm partnered with DNA. There is a New Year's gift. If you sign into the game between now and December 31st, Skyla and Erica will present you with 3,000 gems, which is a 11 pull. And there's a New Year's rally countdown, which will get you gems every day you log in. If you do 8 days in a row, you get 1,200 gems, I think. I want to say...
It's pretty
and
nice.
There's the New Year's bingo, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this. Games should never listen to fans. I took that survey and I said, I want more holiday sync pairs. And then in their last producer note, they were like, we're going to give you more holiday sync pairs because we're listening to you guys. And now I feel like there are too many holiday sync pairs. Because I haven't pulled Erica
you
yet.
You brought this upon us.
I haven't pulled Erica yet. We know there are two sync pairs coming for New Year's and just got released. I did this to myself. I don't know what to pull on now.
This is the banner problem. This is what everyone's been telling you about is the banner problem.
But I like holiday sync pairs. They're so cool.
Yeah, but they should all be on the same banner.
I like N. No, they shouldn't be on the same banner. That was the problem with... I thought so at first that they should be on the same banner, but they shouldn't. Because who do they put on the same banner? They put old Rose, old holiday Rosa and old holiday Seibold. on a banner, and I pulled on that banner. I think I spent like 12,000 gems, which is 411 pulls, and I ended up getting two Seibolds and no Rosa. If I would have pulled one Seibold, I would have then switched to the Rosa banner, because if they put Skyla and Erica on the same banner, and then you pull Skyla, then you still have to pull on that same banner for Erica, and then what if you get another Skyla?
Then you have a powered up Skyla. Because Erica is not worth it.
I don't care about the powers.
Not worth it in there.
Look, I'm a collector. I want one of each. I don't care about how good they are.
I mean, that's how they make money off of you.
I think the problem here is just Christmas and New Year's are so close together, so you get stuck with two holiday pairs. And then what's our next holiday? Like Valentine's Day. So that's like 2 months away.
It's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's the 14th of February.
And then what's after February? What, like...
St. Patrick's Day banner, Easter banner, Martin Luther King's Day's banner, President's Day banner.
I can't wait for President Day and
my birthday banner.
Did you pull? Did you guys get the N? Did you pull on the Skyla? What are we doing?
I pulled on all of them, and for the last 3 months, every pull that I've done has been all 3 stars. So I don't see the point in pulling anymore.
I did one pull for N on his banner, and it was not a bleep, 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 bleep. And I got 3 5-stars, one of them being N.
Oh, so the luck balances out, I see here.
Yeah. N is really good. I think N is the best like electric-type sync pair. The only problem that I have with it is outrage. It just immediately confuses them, and then it's a pain.
Yep.
But if you pair it with Torterra has that one ability with Dawn where it gets rid of all status conditions. So I've been liking that for when times get tough and I need to make sure that I don't get hit by confusion.
Yeah, I only have like 9,000 gems. I don't know what to pull on.
Oh, I only have 9,000 gems.
I just got 4,000.
I have 1,000.
And I have pulled garbage for 3 months.
Can't complain about my pulls. Can't complain about that. But I will get more gems tomorrow because I get the 1500 bonus at the end of one of the everyday things because I make sure to log in every single day.
Mm. They did fix this. Well, fix is debatable depending on who you ask, but stamina is now replenishing every 4 minutes instead of every 6 minutes. I'm not sure what the vibe on that is. I haven't really played a lot couple days because of the holidays, but...
I really just play when my eggs are hatching, like, every 12 hours, and...
Oh,
I've
given up on eggs. That's a bad addition.
I just keep loading them in. I don't really do anything else with them.
Exactly. You load them in, you say, not shiny, don't care, and then leave the daycare.
They did increase the daycare from 100 eggs to 200 eggs.
I got a free incubator. I got a free incubator. That's nice. But like what it is I just like if it doesn't have the three slashes, I just donate it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Put in the next set of eggs.
Yeah, like the egg process feels so cheap. They are just things that hatch, not shiny, not three, dump it in the grinder, move on. It's such a weird, pointless part of the game, and none of those pairs are particularly good anyways. They don't have any meaning. They don't have like a story meaning. You don't really bond with them. They just appear, not shiny, don't care, move on. It's like the weirdest just thing that was tacked onto the game that literally nobody asked for.
I have shiny pairs and I don't know how to make them like real. I don't know how to make them like playable pairs. They just sit like maxed out with the affinities and I don't know how to like make them be playable in the game. I just want to flex my triple. Well, I can't because they're all my character, but I want to be able to use my shiny pincer.
There was
to nobody because there's no longer co-op anymore.
That went out that asked about eggs that people were like, yeah, eggs are cool.
What did you just say about listening to fans?
I'm the first to admit I messed up.
So that applies to eggs as well. Like I think originally when eggs came out, it was an interesting idea because people thought that they would be much more exciting and game changing than they are, and instead they're 3-star in a world that's now 6-star EX.
Yeah,
that don't do anything special. Take a long time to power up to even get into playable battles. And even if you power them up, there's no combination that is ever above like third tier. Use it if you have nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, I like does that dopamine hit of like, I got a shiny. Like, that's exciting. And that's always fun. And they're not like terribly hard to get. It's not. They're not invasive in a way where, like, you feel like you have to go out of your way to get them. Like, they give you eggs pretty well, and then if they end up being shiny, it is fun. But the problem is, like, it's an easy fix. They can make egg Pokemon decent. They just have to push an update being like, okay, well, if you invest this much into the egg Pokemon, it will be on par with, like, it doesn't have to be on par with, like, a 6-star. It doesn't have to be a competitor to end, but it has to be better than Bryson, man.
It has to be better. Well, it has to be usable. It has to fill a usability slot. The thing is that eggs aren't that easy, really easy. Like, they put out events, but right now in the special events, I can either do an egg event that gives me a boring egg result, or I can spend my stamina in the Christmas event and actually build up things to buy the better rewards. And if I'm only playing, you know, the minimum amount of my stamina, I will never go to the eggs. I will never go into that banner because there's nothing in there that I'm like, this is interesting. This is going to get me something better than getting one of the coins or the candies from collecting all the decorations in the Christmas event.
Yeah, like, I just
there's
use
no
the,
draw there.
I just use the egg events to get enough eggs to fill my incubators, and then I just pour the rest into like the end event or the holiday event, like you were mentioning earlier. Like, it's literally, I think it's like one egg every like 3 tickets is what I've noticed. So I just spend the minimum amount of skip tickets in there, and that's basically it.
I have 2,125 skip tickets. So
I've never worried about skip tickets. I've always had so many. It's awesome.
I do exactly 10 things. That gets me to 786 stamina. I take my refill, and then I'll do it again. I never go beyond where it will fill me to max. Never.
I just like in the end event where you have like the tokens, and then you can do the polls. I just, man, the serotonin. That's what I live for.
I haven't done any of the end event stuff yet.
I like it because it gives, like, there's some of them that give the 5-star tickets, the 5-star pool tickets, and then the like final pools of the end event are what you need to do the final like level cap to hit 130 as your max level for N. So I've just been grinding that out because I know if I the sooner I do it, the better.
Yeah, I'm like so far behind on events right now. I've just been doing like daily logging.
There's a lot of events right now too. That's another problem. It's like there are 5 different events in there that
I mean, probably the best time to have a bunch of events since people are, like, you know, they're not doing anything over the holidays, no school, people are off work.
Mm-hmm. But if you're like me, I have other more interesting things to do with my time at home. Like,
there's like two of them that are. There's like two of them that are just like collect your rewards, right? It's like the Jesse and James one, yeah. And then there's another. It's just there, but like if you collect the rewards, yeah. They don't go away. It's like, please leave.
I don't need you anymore.
All right, no Pokemon of the week since Will is not here, but we have some questions of the week.
That's, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we do.
Did I remember to do it?
You did.
Okay. Shall I do my ditty?
Sure.
Time for the question of... It's the question of the week, so why don't you ask it?
We may be squeezing two. This one's from Mark. If the year 2020 was a Pokemon, which would it be? Okay, well, that was already established. It was Quillfish.
No.
Absol. It's Absol.
Garbodor.
Oh, dang. Those are two good choices.
No. Gigantamax Garbodor.
Yeah, but he has a toy boat in his body, and that's kind of cute.
Man, yeah, I love Gigantamax
Garbodor.
There
were some cute things that happened this year. Not a lot, but there were some.
More importantly is we all know that 2019 was the year of Maractus, and 2020 was the year of Quillfish.
It was not. Nobody signed up on that. That was not from the official Pokemon company. They did not send out a press release saying this is the year of Maractus or Quillfish.
Well, that's
both of those are bad.
Well, there's a song about it though, about the year of Maractus.
That's true.
So
there's an
default,
official
the
song.
Transitive property.
There's an unofficial song that is still held up in a lawsuit, may I remind you. And I believe it is actually the year of Goomaractus.
More importantly, I don't know where I was going with this. Look, when ISE picks a year of Pokemon, we are putting that Pokemon on a pedestal so it gets the recognition it deserves. Maractus is now, some would argue, world famous.
I am going to scratch the ISE part of that out and say when Steve decides.
Uh-huh. I'm not disagreeing.
The year, and nobody else agrees.
And so 2020 was the year of Quillfish.
It was not. Why? You never even come up with reasons why.
Because Quillfish needed to be in the spotlight for some time.
But why?
Now,
why? Who in the world was crying out for Quillfish? Who did
no
you
one.
Hear? Who
That's
did you
why,
run into?
That, no one. That's exactly why. We here at It's Super Effective, we stand up for the little Pokemon. And Quillfish needed a push. And so now we need to do that for 2021. We need to find a Pokemon that needs some help. But it has to be in Sword and Shield because otherwise no one can really help it. So I'm still thinking of what would be 2021. I kind of wanted to do Spinarak, but Spinarak ain't in Sword and Shield.
No.
I say why not, because why not?
That's a terrible reason. You're fired.
It's better reasoning than, like, Quillfish.
I mean, you're not wrong, but again, when you set the bar that low, coming up with something that barely scrapes over that bar is not good enough.
But see, here's the thing. In 2022, you have to one-up that. And so if you take too big of a jump, you know, that's going to be exponentially harder.
We are beginning to understand the atrocious part of your name because you are setting the bar so low for yourself. You feel that you can do nothing. You don't have any faith in your own ability. So you set the bar in the basement.
Here's it. Okay.
Instead of here Jake for dental, it's going to be why not for 2021? Hashtag why not for 2021?
Year of the Dreepy. Dreepy needs love.
Dreepy does not need love. Dreepy is surprise. It's surprise trade is dedicated to Dreepy. I think in themes of Maractus and Quillfish do not evolve. I think we have to pick. This is what we should do. We should set up a bracket of terrible Pokemon that may need some love.
That's also in.
And then have people vote. So then, when 2021, we have a dedicated Pokemon. I feel like 2020 didn't do Quillfish justice, but that does make sense because that's 2020 in a nutshell. Maractus, some people thought that 2020 was also the year of Maractus, but it was actually 2019. That's how impactful Maractus
was.
That's
how unimpactful people thought it switched over into the year.
Yeah, so.
I don't know, there's a lot of non-evolving Pokemon in the Galar decks?
We have Turtonator, we have Drampa. Those are two. Dunsparce is, I believe,
Basculin.
In Sword and Shield.
Oh, it's the year of the Basculin.
Ooh, Basculin. No, Basculin's pretty popular.
Wishy-washy?
Ooh, I do like Wishy-washy.
I think selecting Wishy-washy...
Wishy-washy would actually be maybe okay.
Already setting up 2021 to be a bad, undecisive year.
Well, that's why we don't know. Wishy-washy. Yeah. I think Wishy-washy might be it.
Nah, there's got to be something... There's got to be something better.
I kind of like Wishy-washy. All right, well, we'll put Wishy-washy on the back burner. Another question here is from Haley. What was your favorite Pokemon-related moment of this year?
Ooh.
It's a good question. I can start.
Is it the year of the Shuckle?
Can we put Shuckle in there? Pretty good too.
Throw in Sock too. Throw them in. I'm trying to. Okay, so this year has felt like it's been 5,000 years long. So I'm trying to remember events. If they happened in 2020 or not.
Okay, as you think, I have a moment. It's not my favorite moment, but it was a recent moment. I planned out for like 2 months, maybe even longer, that I was going to get my original form Magearna on Christmas Day. Because I wanted to, one, complete my living decks in Pokemon Home. You have to get all 898 Pokemon in order to get Magearna. That's not actually true. You technically don't need like Regidrago and Regieleki. But I wanted to get all 898 Pokemon and then get my Magearna. I wanted to do it on my Christmas stream. Thank you to anyone who came out to twitch.tv/PKMancast for the Christmas stream. It was very fun. The last Pokemon I needed was Kubfu. So on Christmas Day, we went to the Isle of Armor. I skipped through all the dialogue. I battled the girl that I can't remember her name. Clarissa Knows Best or something. And then I got my Kubfu. And then I moved him into Pokemon Home, and then I synced with my Pokemon Bank, and I forgot that I didn't... I forgot in X and Y, I got a chest spin, but I didn't evolve it to Chestnut, so I had to, like, knock out, like, 200 Spindos to get it to level 36. I transferred them all in, and I got my original form Magearna. And then I completely forgot that Pokemon Home runs on UTC time, not... local time. So it was like 8 p.m. local time, which is 2 a.m. UTC time. So my original form Magearna is a Boxing Day Magearna. It is 12/26/20 instead of Christmas. But that,
that's the best. That's a Christmas miracle right there. As I was turning level 40, you were getting your heart broken over Magearna. Nothing is sweeter to me.
But I did get the Magearna, so that was a good moment for the year. All right, what about you two?
I think that my favorite moment was when the Vivid Voltage set list was announced. And I saw that there was a full art Nessa, because by golly, Batman, it's my favorite gym leader. I've been screaming for like the last four sets. Give the full art Nessa. I know it's coming. And then it happened.
It arrived.
Now I have the card, and it's beautiful. I don't know if it's PSA 10 though.
Well, if it's not, you might as well just throw it away.
No. I have to have one in every language.
Every language and every PSA. You need a PSA 10, 9.5, 9, 8.5.
It'll happen. And then I got to go through every company and get every grade through that, too.
Greg, what about you? Favorite Pokemon moment? Was it hitting level 40?
It was absolutely not hitting level 40. I think I'm going to pick like the first week that Crown Tundra was out and Dynamax Adventures was... I mean, I still love doing them, but like that first thing of... Everybody just like, this is more fun than we realized. Like diving in, you know, saving their favorite legendaries, just all that whole section of just doing all those raids with everybody was just super fun. Like every once in a while, you get those moments of where you just feel like everybody was on the same page and we're all just having a good time and nothing else. Everything else just sort of drops away because you're like, okay, who's got a Landorus? Let's run this and try to get shiny at the end. Like that whole week of that happening, that sort of structuring that out was super fun to me. It's probably my favorite one. It was not turning level 40 and getting that ugly hat.
I actually might want to change mine.
Oh, here we go.
Now that I thought of this, Giratina, when it was in raids, I usually just save my raid passes for like mythicals and stuff, because I missed all the events way back in the day when I thought I was too cool for Pokemon. And somebody needed one more person to do a Tina raid. And so I was like, ah, what the heck, I'll help you out. And I did it, and then it was shiny. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't need to get the shiny anymore, because now I have it.
Done and dusted.
Yeah, easy. That might be my favorite event, because I bet someone like 100 gift subs that it would be shiny, and then boom.
Well, I think that's that wraps it up. I think that's this is the last episode of the year, right? Because our next episode will be the 3rd.
Yeah, a new year of the throw? Year of the sock.
Year of the sock.
It could be the year of the sock. I'm warming on year of the sock.
I like wishy-washy.
There will be an episode on the 4th. I will be streaming on Twitch the Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And then I will be taking a week off of Twitch. My 2-year anniversary with my wife is the 31st and the 1st. Technically, it's 2 days because we really messed up. We got married on New Year's Eve, but we didn't sign the paperwork until New Year's Day. Had to avoid those legal issues. So I'll be taking a week off of Twitch, but there will still be a podcast. There will still be YouTube videos. There will still be Instagram and TikTok. PKMNcast on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch. So if you want to come by and hang out on Twitch for the next couple days, I'd appreciate that. Otherwise, our return stream will be Friday the 8th. It's kind of like a vacation, except I'll still be working. I just won't be streaming. But we'll have like new alerts and new emotes and new stuff when I come back, so that'll be kind of cool. Hopefully that'll all be done. Otherwise, Greg is at White Wing on Twitter. Jake, where can people find you?
You can find me at Atrocious Jake on Twitter. That is the one place where I've consistently had fun. And then you can find me in Steve's YouTube videos editing them. So please watch. I want dental someday.
You are never getting that. Your teeth are fine. Maybe. How old are you?
We're
24 years old.
Oh, your teeth are fine for the next 40 years. You have nothing to worry about. That's an old person's problem. You're still young.
I still
got to
get a credit card.
You don't have a credit card? Do that.
Jake and I are just waiting for one of our YouTube videos to blow up, and then we just ride that YouTube ad revenue train to the bank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, start producing some good content.
Well, that's step one. we also have a subreddit, reddit.com/r/supereffective. So you can go there, you can share news. If there's anything from the podcast or the streams that you want to share in there, I think we're like 5 people away from 1,500 members. It's not PKMNcast. I do own that subreddit, but you're not allowed to change subreddit names. So r/supereffective for the subreddit. But otherwise, Jake, thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me. It's been a listening for a long time now.
We have another person to add to our Will / Greg is missing. We need to add somebody.
The B team scramble.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening for the year. This was one of our better years of listening. I know there was a lot of listener drop off when COVID started, when people were like, well, I can't go to the gym. I can't drive to work anymore.
That's me.
With the constant Pokemon news, listenership has been good this year. So thank you guys. Thank you to anyone who signed up for the Patreon this year, whether you signed up for a month or the full year. I appreciate that. Patreon.com/PKMNcast. Thank you for the support. And thank you just for listening. Hopefully 2021. It has to be impossible that 2021 will be worse than 2020. So
why would you put that in the universe?
But now we're going to end the episode. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
It's super effective.
It's... What? You're going off script. And we are Super Sock for 2021. That is my team official wishy-washy. Stance. Not wishy-washy.
Team wishy-washy.
No, you the go, school go to your go to your YouTube and put the year of wishy-washy up on YouTube.
I bet it gets a lot of views.
Something has to.
This podcast is supported by our Patreon supporters, people that give us money. Our producers of the show are Kevin, Casey, Patrick, Jetsy, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Steph, Brian, and Courtney. And our executive producers are Spencer and Anthony. Thank you, everyone who listens to the podcast, and thank you, everyone who takes the extra mile to support us over on Patreon. We did, as of this month, update our Patreon address, so it is now patreon.com/pkmncast. Same as the Twitter, the Twitch, the YouTube, the Instagram. Everything is all universal now. It is the same. So if you're listening to an older episode where we say that, it's wrong now. And of course, the isc.cash up and working, redirecting to that new domain. Thank you again. If you want to support the show, you can head over to isc.cash or patreon.com/pkmncast, pkmncast. And I appreciate you guys listening, appreciate the support, and we will see you next week.